Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
Years in, and Isle of the Dolls Plus Collections continues to make waves in the local and international doll markets with a unique, culturally inspired assortment of dolls. But let's backtrack a moment and go back to the beginning, to a time when the business owner was working in the banking sector after completing a degree in accounting.
It's a fairy tale story. I actually lived in the United States. And the 1 year they asked us to dress a doll for Christmas. So I dressed the doll in the Jamaica bandana outfit and everybody loved it. From there, I saw how people who knew nothing about the outfit had an interest in it. So I decided that I would start dressing dolls in the Jamaican bandana and selling to the Jamaican community in the United States. I used to sell my 1122 dolls and I actually did the sewing and everything at that time.
President of Island Dolls Plus Collections, Beverly Robotham Reynolds. Mrs. Robotham Reynolds later returned to Jamaica, where orders for her flagship dark-skinned, natural-haired culture doll began to grow.
We, as Black people, would like to see something that represents us. So, culturally, I am trying to get the message out that we are beautiful, we're Black, we have nappy hair, we have broad noses, but let us be proud of the features that we have and endorse our culture.
The doll maker's collection also includes the popular schoolers or schoolgirl dolls, which can be tailor-made to represent the uniforms of schools across the island.
We do all different types of dolls. We do cloth dolls, topsy-turvy or the two-headed dolls. We do other cloth dolls. We buy the vinyl bodies from overseas, like a Barbie-type body, which we call a fashion doll, and we dress them, as well as we started doing the patchwork doll, which is an entirely different vinyl doll, an entirely different body, and then we do everything else in Jamaica.
The patois-speaking Jamaican Reggae Dolls line, which was launched in November 2017, features Kelly and Keisha wearing an array of cultural costumes, including a sportswear outfit displaying Usain Bolt's signature to the world pose.
Based on the feedback from the Jamaican people, we are now going with one face, which is what we call the Kelly face.
Mrs. Robotham Reynolds also recently relaunched her Miss Lou dolls that will be available for purchase during Black History Month in February. The dolls, which sing the This Long Time Gal Me Never See You folk song, made popular by cultural icon Louise Bennett Coverley, were first launched in 2003. Jamaicans far and wide will be glad to hear that Island Dolls Plus Collections recently received the rights to make a doll inspired by Miss Jamaica Universe 2017 Davina Bennett.
We are trying to make it a true Jamaican project. We actually have started and we are going to be creating Davina herself in a mold. The mold will be made overseas. We are going to be doing her in different outfits. We have a bathing suit outfit. We have the yellow gown, which everybody's talking about. There's also a gold gown, which she wore at an event, and the national costume, which is like a carnival costume.
Mrs. Robotham Reynolds, a cancer survivor, has also pledged to donate 5% of the sales from the first 300 dolls sold in 2018 to Angels of Love Jamaica, an organization dedicated to helping children with cancer. For the largest selection of quality ethnic dolls, call Island Dolls Plus Collection at 817-6763 or email islanddolls1@gmail.com. You can also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's it for this edition of Jamaica Made. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.